Are you feeling a bit down? Do you need to have a good complain? A little bit of a whinge? Go on, have a moan. It's Wednesday Whinge on the Georgie D Station. Call in with all your complaints. Hello, everybody's on the anchor. I'm looking at Georgie G station because she still does not be allowing me to have on station. And she's saying anybody can call in with the complaining because it's Wednesday Whinge. Well, let me tell you, anchor peoples. Is Olga here with complaining? Are you ready? Here it comes. Georgie T, she is always buying the gin. It's the Tanqueray or the Bombay Sapphire, or when she is particularly cheap, scared, she buys the Gordon's. Always something little bit English because she never forget about her English heritage. Blah, blah, blah. I come from England. Blah, blah, blah. I grew up in Hong Kong. I'm so international. Look at me. Oh, I'm so fancy. Anyway, back to my complaining. I'm Russian woman. I'm living in baby mansion with Georgie D at the moment before I can get on aeroplane and come to see Yurik on trampoline house. And do I drink gin? Net. Nah. Nada. I drink the vodka, Georgie D. Vodka. Vodka. It's only drink for me. Goes so well with cigarettes, especially in morning when wake up. And of course, the best vodka is Stolochnaya. I've been so long away from Ruski, from Russia, cannot even say name. Stolochnaya. I'm wanting this Russian vodka, Stolochnaya, Georgie D. Anybody, she doesn't listening to me. If you're hearing my Wednesday Whinge, please tell Georgie D my complaining. I need the vodka proper. Спасибо, товарищ, and до свидания. Me and Troika Balalaika, we have to drink the gin now. Troika Balalaika, it's not cutting it today. I'm a little bit angry, need different song.
Thank you.
Good morning, Joe and the Method. It's Olga here from Georgie Station. I'm wanting to be calling in about the morning routine. For me, it's always same. Slowly waking up, rubbing mascara from eyes, rolling out of bed, I say, literally onto the floor, pushing vodka bottles out of way, pulling old cigarette butts from my hair, and then slip into something glamorous and comfortable. I'm walking to the kitchen to find new vodka bottle, topping up vodka glass, and where is my new pack of cigarettes? Oh, there it is, right there. Lighting up new cigarette and drinking enough vodka to get me out and away into my day. Unity Eagle, oh, so nice of you to call in with beautiful Russian music, with Russian language and singing. It's my favorite. Oh, спасибо, Sylvia. Sylvia, you are from Europe also? Georgie Dish, tell me, you're from the Netherlands. Georgie Dish loves your station. I'm coming to check it out very soon to see everything you're doing and listening, because this song you sent me, Sylvia, is beautiful, it's practic. Oh, is that Dutch? I think that is from the Netherlands. That's not Russian. Ruski is different language. From one European lady to another, Sylvia, spasiba, tovarich. The calling ins are coming from the peoples.
Привет, Olga, мой друг. Как дела? I talk English now for audience. It's okay. I do not mind. This is Boris. He's happy, very happy to see you. It's okay. I don't mind talking the English for all of the audience people. You make proud rather Mother Russia. So, спасибо. I talk great things about you, and I hope you will be well for the future. Спасибо, товарищ.
Борис, как вас зовут? Борис, меня зовут Ольга. So nice to meet you, Boris. You know, at moment only have Agent 4 and Yurik is only Russian man who's speaking with me on anchor. But now with Boris, oh, so lovely to have the two men. And you say, shh, can you hear? Listen, is Georgie D is in shower. She does not know. I've got her phone. Oh, she's coming out quick, running away. Oh, I'm so sneaky, stealing phone from Georgie D when she is busy washing her hair because too much vapor from her vaporizer in her hair. She's so crazy. She's addicted to this vaporizer. Why she not just smoke cigarettes like a real Russian woman? Anyway, Boris, I digress. Спасибо for calling in. So beautiful to hear another Russian male voice from motherland Russia. Русский! Да, товарищ, спасибо. До свидания.
Olga, I need to talk to Olga. Olga, this is Yorick. I took Ray's iPad. I don't know how else to reach you. I need you, Olga. I'm here all alone on trampoline. Only with my Kazakhstani playboys. And my yak. And my phone. And nothing else. Olga, please come to me, baby. I give you everything you want. Plus more. Plus more! Okay. I'm waiting. I think you know where I live. I paid for your airplane! I promise!
Good morning, Yorick. Please, do be careful. Despite the cheery sound of Troika Balalaika in background, this is serious subject. Yorick, did you know you'll be calling in from Rare Station? And I think Georgie D, she's telling Rare. She's sneaking on us. She's snitching. Yorick, please be careful. Darling, of course, I would love to be coming and living on trampoline with you, but what can I say? My buttering bread is on this side because Georgie D, she lives in baby mansion. What can Russian girl be doing if she can't live in beautiful style? I'm feeling sadness in your heart, Yorick. Please do not be letting your sad heart taking your life so serious with the lovesick. You know I miss you, Yorick. But I'm so far away and Georgie G, she will not be giving me money to come to see you in trampoline. Please just send love letters. Oh, and cigarettes and vodka, of course. До свидания, товарищ.
Georgie D, this is Yorick. I am not laughing now. There is no laughing coming out of my mouth or any other hole in my body. Give Olga phone for anchor account or you will be very sorry. I just kidding. She has not paid me, so I don't do this. But be careful if she does pay me. You will be regrettings. You will be full of regrettings for your actions of not helping Olga. Know this. Feel it. Know it.
Wow, Yorick, dude, that was a little bit scary. I kind of feel like, you know, I've known Olga for a long time, and I know she's intense, man, and she's a little bit, she can be dangerous, but I think I've got a good way of talking to her and getting through to her, so I'm pretty sure that we can sort this out. But look, dude, at the moment, I just don't have time to organize another phone for her, or the funds, really. You know, she needs to, I know she wants her own anchor station, but it's just too difficult at the moment, the way things are with the sort of life that we're living, you know. But, I hear what you're saying, and I have a really good think about it, and, whoa, hang on, wait.
Oh, Georgie D, is it Yorick? He's on the phone for me. Can I having this phone? Give it to me, please, Georgie.
Darling, look, she's making a right fuss. Look, I'll hand the phone over to her.
You can have a chat with her and look, I'll think about the phone thing. I will. It's a little bit difficult at the moment, but hang on, here she is.
Oh, thank you, Georgie. Just go. Oh, go. Smoke your vaporizer. It's all right. I'm talking to Yurik.
Hello, Yurik. It's Olga. Oh, darling. It's so beautiful that you're calling in and telling Georgie D what to do. Because, you know, she is so, like, how do we say? She's so... oh, mean and stingy, but you know she has like, oh, she just put the music on for us. Oh, Yurik, she does liking you and she's liking me, but hang on, wait, she's gone. I'm just being nice because she was standing next to me. 1 second, she's leaving now. Okay, good, she's gone. She's totally addicted to stupid vaporizer with, what is it, nicotine juice, they're calling it, different flavors. Why doesn't she just smoke cigarettes like a real Russian woman? Cigarettes and vodka. Yurik, you understanding me, don't you? Darling, don't worry. Your message, I'm thinking it's sown a seed with Georgie, and perhaps I will have my own session soon. Oh, that will be so delicious, Yurik. We can talk to each other every day. Oh, darling, thank you so much for sticking up for me. I know I haven't sent you money yet, but you know, Georgie, she's stingy. Anyway. She's coming back quick. I got to go now. Bye, Yurik. До свидания, товарищ.
For Olga, I really need some of her advice. Olga, so I'm staying at this hotel right now, and look, something happened the other day, and I don't know what to do. Like, I wasn't in the hotel when I was supposed to check out. They moved my stuff to another place, and when I came back, I checked back in, right? And I like got my stuff, and I went through all of it, and then I found out that my earrings were missing, and now I don't know what to do. I like went and I told them, and they're like, they don't know what happened to my earrings, and I'm like so pissed. I'm like, what kind of nonsense is this? They were really cute gold earrings, and they were the only ones I brought, so I was keeping an eye on them, and I just need your advice. What do you think that I should do, Olga? I need your advice.
Olga, can you come to the phone, please? Somebody's calling in for you on my station.
That Russian temptress, she gets all the attention.
Olga, come on, hurry up. Schnell, is it Schnell? Never remember.
Ah, my favorite music is Troika Balalaika. So good, the Russian music. Right, Georgie D, she's busy now. She gets so grumpy when people be calling for me. What's her problem? So jealous she is. Hello, to say, first time I be talking to you. So lovely to hear your voice on Georgie D station. I'm stealing her friends slowly, but surely one by one they be coming to Olga. Darling, listen to me. I listen to your whole story. First of all, I want to be saying to you, you're never going to be spy. All right, just right now, let go of that dream, because what happened, you forget to move out of the hotel room. They said it was checkout time. You missed the time. It's not going to fly for spy work. But anyway, that doesn't matter. What happened to you is not good, darling. And Olga? Olga has two solutions. One is long game, one is short game. I know, Georgie D, she told me you were like a performer, you are an artist, performing artist. So I'm thinking you can act and you can take on the role. So I'm going to pitch you long game to say. Long game is for you. Okay, here it goes. He's very sneaky. Watch out. And it's very fun. All right. So to start off with, you go to this hotel and you ask for Joe. Okay, doesn't matter what it is, cleaning rooms, behind the counter, reception, waitress, doesn't matter. You're beautiful and you're young, so it's easy to get a job. Okay, you start working at a hotel, and then slowly but surely, you figure out who was the one who took the earrings. Okay, it's not going to be difficult because eventually people, they blah, 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 blah. They got the big mouth. They're going to tell. Somebody will hear something and you will find out. Okay, then you do not be confronting this person. Okay, that is not the goal of the long game. The long game, you have to get to know this person, and just like in the art of war, you keep your friends close and your enemies even closer to say. Are you listening to me? So you make big friends with this lady. I'm telling you, it's a lady. I'm just feeling like it has to be lady. She stole your earrings, right? Probably some young sort of, I don't know, easy lady, probably. And you make big friends with her, so close, go out to dinner, have the girls' nights, drinks, you know, the pajama party, whatever it takes, okay? And then, slowly but surely, you steal her boyfriend. It's so good to say, because you take her man, and this is the ultimate revenge for what she did to you. Because don't worry about earrings. You probably will get them back anyway because she probably leave them at his place. You know what girls is like. They think, oh, I leave my earrings. That means maybe I come back again and he is my boyfriend. So you take her boyfriend and she will be so unhappy and so miserable. And now to say you can quit job at hotel, you get your earrings back, you keep boyfriend, ditch boyfriend, up to you, doesn't matter, okay, doesn't matter, you don't even need to sleep with him, just get him in your heart, and you ruined her life forever, okay, that's my advice, it's the long game, to say, so nice to meet you, and sorry about long reply, but hey, I did warn you, it's long game, okay, darling, Olga, she's saying, over and outing.
Well, for fucking starters, it's Thursday.
Lulu Island, it's actually, I'm replying for you from Georgie D because she is at work at the moment and I'm hijacking her station and reply to you. I'm so sorry. She's so disorganized and she is so tardy. She did not be publishing your call in yesterday when it was Thursday. Actually, doesn't matter which day is Wednesday when she said to me, please, please, Olga, please publish all the lovely callings in and be reply. So I'm seeing there's another one. Lulu, don't tell Georgie D. I'm going to publish all of them. Ho, 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 ho. She will be so angry. Ho, ho.
Can you bloody believe it? My neighbors are doing bloody construction in my bloody street. Used to be bloody quiet here, now it's fucking loud. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Oh! Don't even get me started about my bloody landlord. Hear this? When I open my window, have to push the freaking broken awning out because the awning fell down, but the frame's still there because my landlord's a motherfucker.
Wow, Lulu Island, you've been so unhappy yesterday with neighbors. You know, Georgie D, she also be having the problem with the neighbors, and Yurik, he be giving her so much good advice. Here's my advice also, like Yurik, I'm telling you, the people in the street with the machines is easy. You'll make everybody cup of tea, beautiful hot cup of tea, and just a tiny little drop of cyanide in each cup, and then it's easy. All the little men with the machines, they drop down dead, and noise is finished. Kaputsky. Niet. Nada. Gone. Okay? Spasiba. Next problem. Lulu, landlord, cannot be killing landlord because need house. So just give him easy lady discount. You understand, Lulu? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, know what I mean? Easy lady discount. Think about it. Okay, go away. Have a little think. Put pretty dress on, lots of red lipstick, and be talking to him. Also give him a cup of tea, but this time no cyanide. Okay, maybe a little bit vodka in tea. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I think all problems solved now. Oh, Georgie D, she had no idea I'm taking over the Collins. Oh, so much fun I'm having today. She's working and I am playing. Okay, Lulu, I'm hoping this will help you. До свидания, товарищ. Olga is overing and out. Yurik, it's Olga here. Listen, comrade, I'm having a little bit of complications on station at the moment because there is Agent 4. He is calling in from station called 421. And he is telling me about Natasha and Boris, and I'm so confused. Listen, I'm at the opera listening to Red Army Choir, so I can't talk for long because I just saw you before here, but I'm calling you in secret just to tell you that I have to meet Agent 4. He's got secret promises for me, and I'm confused. I'm not sure. He's telling me all sorts of strange things, Yurik. I must call you in secret because in Opera Box, the Mafia is watching us. Yurik, please don't get gunned out again, okay? Yurik, check my station for details. Oh my gosh, man, it's so, all can think about is cells. Oh, thank you, Olga, my new station, so famous. Oh, I love you, Georgie D. I'm coming to Australia to ride the kangaroo, blah, 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 blah. Men, just like Russian women say, Russian women only need cigarettes and vodka. Men is only extra. Listen. Yurik, if you're listening to this now, stop blah, blah, blah about your new station and help a girl out. Go check out Agent 4, 421, he calls himself. Give me feedback, do some recon, find out if he's trusting or not trusting. Okay, Yurik, help a girl out. Спасибо, до свидания. Oh my gosh, man, it's so, all can think about is cells. Oh, thank you, Olga, my new station, so famous. Oh, I love you, Georgie D. I'm coming to Australia to ride the kangaroo, blah, 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 blah. Men, just like Russian women say, Russian women only need cigarettes and vodka. Men is only extra. Listen. Yurik, if you're listening to this now, stop blah, blah, blah about your new station and help a girl out. Go check out Agent 4, 421, he calls himself. Give me feedback, do some recon, find out if he's trusting or not trusting. Okay, Yurik, help a girl out. Спасибо, до свидания.
Agent D, this is number 4. Boris and Natasha is special agents from KGB who hunt moose and secret squirrel in USA. You must do Google intelligence for Rocky and Bullwinkle. Spasibe? Spasibe? What the fuck? This message self-destruct in 4, 2, 1.
Yurik, no, don't, no, don't put, Yurik, put the gun away. Shh, I'm listening to Red Army Choir. Yurik, leave the mafia for later. That's it, sit down, Yurik, listen to Red Army Choir. Very beautiful singing. Yurik, un man, I have a phone call. I'm just going out to the toilet, Yurik. Hello, Agent 4. Do not be telling Yurik I'm talking to you from bathroom at Opera House in Stalingrad. Listen to Red Army Choir. Thank you so much for calling, Agent 4. I have some secret business for you because you made me, Olga, big promise. Big red promise. Red Army promise. Tovarich. Спасибо. До свидания. Olga is overing and out. What? I'm coming back. 1 second. I'm just remembering. Yurik is busy now. I forgot. Is Bullwinkle and who? Natasha and Boris? I'm not knowing what you're talking about. My favorite cartoon is actually Pingu. Have you heard of this one? Pingu, please be checking. Back to Red Army Choir. It's okay, Yurik. I'm back. Sit down. Put gun away.
Georgie D. It's 421. Love the Boris Natasha bit. It's fantastic. Now I'm calling with a little warning. Every time I call you, going forward, it's going to be with a heavy, faked Russian accent. Now look, it's probably not going to be the same every time. Be falling out of character often. But then again, that's the fun. And it's always going to have this secret spy theme. There's always going to be some kind of assignment. Well, that's all for now. This message will self-destruct in 4 seconds. 4, 2, 1.
Well, hello, Mr. 421. It's serendipitous because I'm looking at my clock right now and it says 421. That is a little bit spooky. Do you not think so? I'm not sure who is this Boris and Natasha. Natasha? Natasha. That you're talking of, because my name is Olga and my friend on Anchor, his name is Yurik. Sometimes he is also friendly with Ray Ray, but mostly I'm just talking with Yurik. But I'm wanting to be thank you for the call-in and the possible, I'm not sure what you think is fake Russian accent, tovarich. Меня зовут Джорджи Ди. Как вас зовут, 421? Спасибо. До свидания. Please do be calling in to this station again. I'm stealing it off Georgie D. Sometimes. It's Olga. Well, hello, Ray. It is me, Olga. I'm looking for Yurik. I have not been hearing from him for such long time. And he did say to me that he might be traveling with you in the Europe. And I'm waiting in Leningrad for him because he's still helping me with problem with dog. if you remember, Mr. A. Perhaps you'll be talking to Yurik for me, tovarich. Меня зовут Джорджи Ди, как вас зовут? Спасибо. До свидания. It's very cold in Leningrad, so please be telling Yurik to bring big fluffy jacket.
Thank you. Thank you.